Okay, we're on Nun Hamad Beis at the bottom. Ki Yosu Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan He'ara Zu Hachnosas HaTorah. When Ravin came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that He'ara is Hachnosas HaTorah. So Ad Rabba Bar Bar Chana Vadi Poli. Because Rabba Bar Bar Chana said the Feirish in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Hachnosas HaTorah is Gemar Biyah by Shifra Charufa. So he can't hold that that's Ha'ara. He says, B'Theirish, it's Gemar Biyah. And he would hold that Neshika is Ha'ara. Ad Shmuel Milei Mepolit, does he argue also on Shmuel? Because all Shmuel said was, Ha'ara is Neshika. He didn't say that Hachnosas HaTorah is also not Neshika. Maybe Neshika starts with, Ha'ara starts with Neshika, and it continues on until a complete Biyah, and even Hachnosas HaTorah is still part of Ha'ara. Adishmu Milayim Apolik. Lo, Mineshika V'ad Hachnosas HaTorah, Ha'ara Kolilo. Shmuel didn't say that Hachnosas HaTorah is not Ha'ara. He just says that Ha'ara starts from Neshika. And it continues on, could be, till Hachnosas HaTorah. And it could be that's the machlokus before between Rabba Bar Bar Chana and who was the one of Dimi, whether Ha'or is Hachnosas HaTorah or if Hachnosas HaTorah is Gemar Biyah. They both heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Neshika was Ha'orah. But one implied from that therefore Hachnosas HaTorah is Gemar Biyah, because Neshika is Ha'orah. And the other one understood that Neshika is also Ha'orah, but Ha'orah goes until Hachnosas HaTorah. So that's how they made them. That's how they had the machlokas. They both heard the same thing from Rabbi Yochanan. The shaila is, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Ki also Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Chirashi till here, so. Ad Shmuel de Omar Neshika Havei Ha'ara Milema Polig. Vave Pliga de Ha Omar Hachnosas HaTorah Zuig Marbia the Hacha Korle Ha'ara. Hivari argues on Rabba Bar Bar Chana, because Rabba Bar Chana said Beferish Hachnosas HaTorah is Gmarbia. But maybe he doesn't argue on Shmuel, because even though Shmuel said that Ha'ara is Neshika, he didn't mean to exclude Hachnosas HaTorah. He just meant to say that that's when it starts. And it doesn't end at being called Ha'orah till after Hachnosas HaTorah. Av Shmuel d'omer Neshika v'Ha'orah mi leimet pligi, do l'Shmuel havi Hachnosas HaTorah gemar biyah. Maybe Shmuel meant to say that only Neshika is Ha'orah, but Hachnosas HaTorah already is gemar biyah. U'l'ravin Neshika lav chlumi. And Neshika is nothing, only Hachnosas HaTorah is Ha'orah. O Dilma Tarvayu, bein l'ravin, bein l'Shmuel Ha'orah ninu. Both are Ha'orah, both Neshika and Hachnosas HaTorah. Umar Merchad, v'lo pligi, and they're saying the same thing. Just that the entire, from Neshika till Hachnosas HaTorah is considered Ha'orah. Mikan ve'elech, one second. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Ki also Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'orah zu Hachnosas HaTorah. Ha'orah zu Hachnosas HaTorah. Gmar Biyah Mamish. Ha'orah doesn't start until Hachnosas HaTorah. And Gmar Biyah means Mamish Gmar Biyah, finish the Biyah. And Mikan, Ve'elech Enu Ela Neshika, U'Potter Aleha. And anything before Hachnosas HaTorah is Neshika, and that's not Ha'orah, and you're not Chayiv. That's not called Biyah. That's called like hugging and kissing. It's not a ma'isa bi at all. Mikan ve'elech me hachnosas HaTorah ulamata. Anything before hachnosas HaTorah ainu ela neshika upater. Umid upater b'neshika vadi poli got a Shmuel. There he for sure argues on Shmuel, because Shmuel said neshika is ha'ora. The neshika korele ha'ora. The ha'ora ravina lei v'chiyuva. Okay. Upoli got a Shmuel, and he argues like on Shmuel. Let's go on. Echo the Ma'ara ve'echo the Gomer, Kona. So by Yavama, doesn't make a difference if you made Ha'ara or you made a Gemar Biyah, you're Kona the Yavama. Versus my Kona. What are you Kona her for? Rav Omer Kona Lakol. Rav says you're Kona for everything. everything that a regular wife, nisuin, affects, even heora affects by a, what's it called, by yevama. Ushmuel amar lo kana el advarim hamurim b'parsha. Right? Which is, lirash b'nichse achiv u'leprotur men ayibum. The only thing you're kona with heora is not that she's mamish your wife completely. She's your wife enough that you need a get, and not chalitz anymore. But and she's your wife that enough that the brother with this bia is yoresh the nechasim of the dead brother, exclusively. The other brothers don't get anything. And also, he paters her from yibum, her tzara, or that's it. She's pater now from yibum, and if she wants to get divorced, she has to have a get. But anything else, not. Right? So anything else, any of the other halachas, we'll see once again, Rashi mentioned some of them, don't apply from he'ara. It's a kinyan only for certain things. It makes her like an arusa, but not like a nesua. See Rashi. Kona lakol, ba'achas min habios gruos ha'alolu, shalokadarka he'ara, one of the bios that are not standard. Kona lalechol dover. Right? That's what's it called, Rav says. Va'ocheles betruma, she could eat truma, just like what's it called, if the brother's a kohen, she could eat truma. Miyad im kohenu, afilu holach lemedina sayam velo boa le bia gemura. If he never had bia gemura with her, still from these he'ora, or from bia shalokadarka, he's kona her, and she can eat truma. Hu amurim beparsha, and that's what Rav says. And Shmuel says, no, he's only kona with a bia grua, for the things that are mentioned in the parasha. And parasha is Yevame. Shekosa ban mikra ze, Yevamo yavu aleha, tivarshinen le, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon, right? What's it called? The mistake. He'ara, Tosfos says, is not included in this, because that's a regular bia. That's not what the shayla is. The shayla is on these kind of bias that are not b'kavana l'shem yibum. Onis, ratzon, shogeg, or whatever. There's Yerushalmi that says it's going on he'ara too. That's a machlokas. Machlokas, whether he'ora is included in this, or he'ora is mamish like bia, and it's kol neher for everything according to everybody. And the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is only ben shogeg, mezid, or onis, these kinds of bios gruos. And the Rishalmi says that it includes he'ora too. He'ora also is not a bia gemura, even though you're chayiv on it for everything, but by yivama could be that it's not kol neher for everything. That's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Lirish, because of Yechshiv Yakum Al Shem Achiv, he now takes the place of the brother Lagabi Yerusha. Ulepotra miyibum dimeis velo bani miisha cheres muteres l'shut. That if he dies, and he has the second brother has children from another wife, so she's muter. It's just his regular wife. O imhotzia beget lo boy chalitza, or he can make megarish if she doesn't need chalitza anymore. Or if there was a tzara with this bia, he pockets the tzara from yibum. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. But lagabe eating truma, not. Right? Lagabe, what's it called? The yarshining her. If she dies, not considered a full marriage. The Gemara says like this. Min hanesuim ledivrei hakol ochla. If the first brother, the one who died, made nesuim, he was a fully married, and now this brother takes over. So just like she ate truma by the first brother, so this brother also now, even though he only had a bia of shogeg or onus or whatever, she eats truma too. Why? Doho havas koach mikora, because he's continuing on the marriage, the first marriage. The first marriage was a marriage that enabled her to eat truma. So this marriage also enables her to eat truma. Ki pligi min ha'erusin. If the brother died when he only had Erusin in her, so there's still a Div Yibum, but the first brother never consummated the marriage. So she didn't eat Truma by the first brother, because an Arusa doesn't eat Truma. So now the brother died, and now the second brother only made a Bia Shogig. So is that enough to make her eat Truma or not? Rav Omer Ocheles, Dohar Rabbi Rachmana Bia Shogig Amazit. Rav says that she does eat, because the Torah said that any bia is kona. So it's kona for everything. So it's mamish like a nesua, and therefore she can eat truma. Ushmuel omer ki rabbi rachmona la'okmi b'makum bao, la lumi mi balo. The Torah said you're kone to now stand in the place of the original husband. You're now continuing that original marriage. But to be better than the original husband, by the original husband, she couldn't eat truma. So with a bia psula, a bia garua, she can't eat truma either. V'az de Shmuel v'tameh. And Shmuel, who said that it only helps legabe, what's it called, the things that are in the parsha, and not to make her better than the original husband, but just to continue on what she could do by the original husband, Shmuel said something else that follows this. The Omer of Nachman Omer Shmuel, Kol Shahabal Machil Yovim Machil. Wherever the Baal, the original husband, enabled her to eat truma, so now the Yavam continues that, and she can eat truma under the Yavam too. The Kol She'ena Baal Machil, wherever the original husband didn't enable her to eat truma, like if she was only Arusa, Yavam Eino Machil. Then the Yavam also, with one of these Bios Gruos, unless he finishes her off, and now she becomes like a Nesua to him, doesn't let her eat truma. Rashi. Minan Nesuin, Hecha de Nofla Lefon of Minan Nesuin, where she fell to Yibum, and she was a Nesua to the first brother, Shekvar Hoiso Cheles Bimei Achiv, and therefore she ate truma already by the first brother, Ukshemes, and when that brother died, Ubatul Kinyano, Pascha Milecho. So as long as she didn't have Yibum, she stopped eating truma. She's no longer married to a Kohen. The Kuleamalo Pligi, the Kanyulo Hach Bia Grua Lachila. So this Bia Grua now makes the continuation of the original marriage, and that marriage enabled her to eat truma. This marriage, even though it's a Bia Grua, enables her to eat truma. Laok me b'makum bal. But if the original marriage never had a Nesuin, he died after Erisin, so she never ate truma by the first brother, then a Bia Grua doesn't make her better than the first husband. It just makes her equal. And since the first husband didn't feed her truma, this one can't enable her to eat truma either. Laok me b'makum bal. Shim hoysa ocheles b'chayav tocha b'shvil zeh. If when the first brother was alive, she could eat truma, she continues being able to eat truma, even with only a bia grua from the yavam. Avala lume mi baal, but to make her better than the original husband, the bechai habaal lohoiso cheles, the ain ho isho cheles betruma, she tikonis lechupa. Woman's not allowed to eat truma until she has nesuin. Right, it's only drabonim. In a Torah, she can eat when she's in arusa. But with drabonim, for various reasons, they're afraid that since she's only in arusa, she's still by her father, that she'll take the truma and feed it to her siblings. Another reason is that we're afraid until Nesuin, maybe he'll find some mum, and the whole kedushin will be bottled, and she ended up eating truma wrongly. So those are the two reasons why an arusa can't eat a truma. But min rabbanan, she can't. Same thing over here. Min rabbanan, this kinyan does not enable her to eat truma. V'davka b'bia below das kinyan. That's only a bia v'shogeg, v'onis, or whatever. A gemura, ishto gemura, he vocheles afil l'shmua. A bia gemura makes her like a nesua. Ein hayovim machel b'bia grua. Ein ocheles. No, we get it. Okay, meishli. Now the gemara asks the following. Bas Yisrael pikachas, shenis arsa l'kohen pikeach. Okay, a normal Bas Yisrael who got engaged, or got the first level of marriage to a Kohen Pikeach. She had, was an Arusa to a Kohen Pikeach. Velo hispik lekonso achi nischarish. And then he didn't make Nesuin before he became a deaf mute. Now a deaf mute, the Kedushin with a deaf mute is only the Rabbana. Not Minat Torah. Okay, because he says he basically has no das. So eino cheles. So she doesn't need truma. Meis. What happened if he died? After he became a cherish, he died. So she didn't eat truma from this guy. The noflif ne yavam, and she fell to the yavam, cherish, and the yavam is a cherish too. So ucheles, she's allowed to eat truma now. Ubezu yofa koach hayavam mikoach habam. The koach of the yavam, the cherish, is better than the original husband. We'll see in 1 second why. See Rashi. Because this chuppah is not a chuppah, because he's a cherish. He never made chuppah when he was a pikeach. because a kedushin, a chayrish can't make kedushin, because he's basically a shota. So the kedushin of a chayrish is only the rabbanan. So even though nisuin of a chayrish could be a regular nisuin, the rabbanan would go there that the nisuin of a chayrish doesn't take effect because we're afraid that people will think that the kedushin of a chayrish takes effect. So the nisuin of the original husband is worthless. So she remains like an arusa to the original husband, and then he died. Meis cheirish zeh la'achar shekonsov enof lefnei yovin cheirish. So after he was koneser, but the nisuin is not considered nisuin, he died. And she fell before the brother, who's also a cheirish. It's a genetic disease. Ocheles. Delo gora bias cheirish me bias shogeg. Uznus va'onis. Shein miskaven lignos v'rabi rachmon l'gabi yovin. A cheirish can make ibum, because you don't need das. Just like onus, shogeg, beli das, you're kona ifin recheirish. So the bia of the yavam is a special exception. Even though a cheirish can make kedushin, but a cheirish can make ibum, because you don't need das. But for kedushin, you need das. So the original brother, there was no nisuin. But this bia is kona. And Mashmit's kona for everything. Not like Shmuel said, that she can't eat truma. Only could eat truma if she ate by the first brother. Here she didn't eat by the first brother. And yet she's better than the Baal, but the second brother, because this cheirish can be machel, her truma. Okay? So, Mishlom al-Rav Nicha. According to Rav, it's good. That the bia of a shogeg, which is just like the bia of a cheirish, is kona completely. So she eats truma. Ella l'Shmuel kasha, but according to Shmuel l'maisa, it should be that she shouldn't eat truma, because she can't ever be better than the first husband, right? And here you see she is better. Omer l'cha Shmuel emahachi. No, explain this b'raisa in the following way. V'lo hispik l'konso ad shenischarish, eina ocheles b'truma. Right? If he didn't have the chance to make nesuin till he became a cheirish, the original brother, then she doesn't eat truma. But konas v'achar kach nischarish, ocheles. But if he made nesuin first and then he became a cheirish, she does eat truma. Meis v'noflef ne'yavam cheirish ocheles. Right? And if after he made nesuin before he became a cheirish and then he died, then she eats truma. And that is the second brother, because she's then the same as the first brother. It's not talking where he died after he became a cheirish before he made nesuin. It's talking where he died after he became a cheirish after he made nesuin. He made nesuin before he became a cheirish. In that case, she eats truma by the yavam. But enochinami, if he became a cheirish before he made nesuin, and then he made nesuin, being a cheirish, and then he died, then she wouldn't eat truma. That's how Shmuel learns his brisa. Shmuel says, "Umay bezu," right? In this case, she's better than what's it called? The yavam is better than the baal. He's not better; he's the same. The ilu baal cheirish mi kara lo ocheles. What it means is, if the baal would have been a cheirish to begin with, when he married her, she wouldn't eat truma because the cheirish can't make kedushin. The ilu yavam cheirish mi kara ochla. But if the yavam who was a cheirish when he made the yibum could be machal b'truma, but only if she was a nesua to the first brother and ate truma by him. But still, there's a maila of the yavam over the baal in the situation that if the baal married her when he was a cheirish, it wouldn't make her eat truma. It's only kedushin to rabbana. Yet if the yavam made yibum when he's a cheirish, that helps. The yibum of a cheirish helps to continue if she was married completely to the first husband. But not that if she didn't eat by the first husband, she could eat by the second one. No, that not. But it's just in theory that if there had been a kedushin by the first husband, that would be nothing. But a yibum of a cheirish is good. Rashi. L'shmuel kasha. D'holo havi ochla mikar of the kochla hashta. It's mashta from the braisa. Even though she didn't eat truma to begin with, because the nesuin of the cheirish was nothing. And now he wasn't machel her, but now if he died, she could eat truma, so it's a kash on Shmuel. Someone says, no, Shmuel would have to learn the braisa differently. Ema konsa, the achar kach nischari shochelas. Meis achar shekonsa. He didn't die before the nisuin. He died after the nisuin, v'nischareish, and then he became a cheresh, only after the nisuin. So the nisuin was a perfectly good nisuin. She ate truma by the first one. Ochelas, the ha'achla mikara. Umay bezu yothek kocho. So if that's the case, what does the braisa end? This is a case where the yavam's better than the baal. He's not better. She ate truma by the first guy too. So he's not better, he's just continuing. But it says, no, it means, umay yipui koach iko ha'baal nomi cheresh uv ma'achila. Cheresh mikara kodim shekonsa. It's comparing a cheresh to begin with. If the first baal had been a cheresh when he married her, she wouldn't eat truma. But if the yavam was a cheresh when he had made yibum, she does eat truma, as long as she ate truma by the first husband. The ha'achla mikara, the hashta hadra b'hachbiya, the ha'rachmana rabye. So that, since she ate before, he continues on. But in Echonami, Shmuel holds that if she didn't eat truma before, a bias cheresh, or any bias shogeg onus, or whatever, wouldn't be machal her truma. We have a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, whether a bia grua, which includes shogeg, onus, cheresh, zelso nodas, is kona a yavama for everything, including that she could eat truma, or only for the fact that now she's a yavama and she needs a get and a chalitza, paters the tzora, whatever it says in the parsha, and that the yavam yarshins the dead brother. That's the only things. But it's not a good enough bia to make her eat truma. So the machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that it's a good kinyan for everything, and Shmuel says it only helps for the things that we mentioned. And then the Gemara says that if she originally ate truma by the first husband, now that she was in the sewer, and she fell to Yibum from the suin, then everybody agrees that she continues eating even under the Yavam, even with a Kenyan Gerua, even with a Bia Gerua. The Machlokas is only where she didn't eat originally. She fell from the Erison, so she didn't eat Truma by the first husband. Shaila now is, are these Bias enough to create a better situation than she had with the first husband, and enable her to eat eat truma? That is what we said. And then the Gemara asks kashas on that from a braisa and answer. Now the Gemara says a different way of explaining the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Ikad the amrei min ha'erusin divrei akol lo achla. Everybody agrees that if she fell from erusin, she doesn't eat. Now, like we said before, that's where the machlokas is. There, everybody agrees that if she didn't eat with the original husband, a bia grua is not going to let her eat truma with the yavam. The halawachla b'chayiba, ki plige min asuin. The machlokas is dafka if she fell from the suin, so she ate truma because of the original brother was a kohen, obviously, and now he made a bia grua. So Rav holds that since she ate by the original husband, the bia grua is enough to make her similar to the original husband. And Shmuel holds no. Since it's a bia grua, it's not kona her, and she can't, even though she ate truma by the original husband, she can't eat now by the yavam. Shmuel amre in ocheles, ki rabbi rachmona bia shoge kemeze lidvarim ha'on b'parsha, avalo lechol mile lo. Right? Then Shmuel holds no. When the Torah was marba, shogei, kemezit, onis, karatzon, and so on, that's only for the things that are written specifically in the parsha, but not for eating, what's it called, not for eating truma, nothing more. And, okay. Gemara says, v'homer of Nachman, omer Shmuel, kol shahabal machil, yovem machil, v'chora, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that wherever the husband would feed her truma, right, the yovem also is. So the Chora, what's it called? We were saying now, according to the Ikad Yamrei, that Shmuel holds, even if she ate by the original husband, she was in a suah, she still can't eat by the Yavam if he only had one of these Bios Gruos. And here, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, wherever the husband was machal her, the Yavam is also machal. Well, it says no. Ema kol bia shahabal machilba. Any kind of bia that if the Baal would have done that bia with her, the original husband, he would have been ma'achil her in truma. Now it's bias nesuin. So to yava machilba, if the yava made bias nesuin, in other words, the same kind of bia that would make nesuin by a regular woman, which is a bia, which kavana, whatever, not shogeg, not onus or whatever. Then the whole bia she'ena bal machil bo, ena yova machil bo. That's how you have to learn what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. So now, according to the Ikedi Amre, it comes out that everybody holds if the original husband didn't feed her truma because she was only an arusa and he died in that status, that she doesn't eat truma unless she has a bona fide bia, which makes her like an asua. But if she had one of these bias that only helps for yibum, then it doesn't help to feed her truma. That's what everybody holds. And if she was a nesua already, then there's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds she continues eating truma under the yavam, and Shmuel holds no, that unless she has a bona fide bia that will make her a nesua to the yavam, a bia grua doesn't make her eat truma, even if she ate truma by the first husband. That's the Ikud Yamri. Meisle. Now the Gemara is going to ask the same brayso that we had yesterday. Let's see Rashi till now. Do we have a Rashi? Called Bia Shabal Machil, Kigon Bia Schupa. Okay, now go on. Meisle. Bas Yisrael Pikachas, Shinis Arsel the Kohen Pikeach. You have a regular Bas Yisrael who was normal, and she got an Erisin to a Kohen who was also normal at the time. The Lohispik Lakonsa, but he didn't make Nisuin Achinis Harish. Until he became a cheresh. Eino ocheles. So she doesn't eat truma. Because the nesuin of a cheresh doesn't have a din of a nesuin. Because he's not a bardas. So therefore she remains like an arusa. Without being truma. So she can't eat truma. By the original husband. Mace. If after that situation he died. So now we think it's talking where he died a cheresh and he became a cheresh before the nesuin. So he never fed her truma. Mace, the nafal of a Yavam Cheresh, he died and the brother was also a Cheresh. And she fell before his brother, the Cheresh. And the Bia of a Cheresh is Vade, a Bia of Onis Shogeg, because he has no das. So his Bia is always a Bia Garua. So she fell now to the brother, who's also a Cheresh. So it's a case where she didn't eat truma to begin with, right, because the first brother didn't make her a nesua till he was a cheresh, and she fell to the yavam, and his bia is a bia grua, and ocheles, she does eat truma. Ubezu yofek koach yavam mikoach baal, and here's a case where the koach of the yavam is greater than the koach of the baal. The baal couldn't feed her truma with his nesuin, right, because he's a cheresh, but the yavam can. Smar says bishlam of the rav. So this is a kasha of the chora the way it is on everybody. Because according to the Ikud Amre, in any case where she didn't eat truma by the original husband, she can't eat truma by the yavam. And here the Braisa says she can. So it's not like anybody, not like Rav or Shmuel. So Mara says, Bishlam of the Rav, Metaris, Kedetaris, Mikor. Rav can answer it like we explained the Braisa before, right? Then we explained it really according to Shmuel, right? That the case is talking not where he became a cheresh before the Nisuin. So she didn't eat truma. But he became a cheresh after the Nisuin. He made her a legitimate Nisuin, she could eat truma. And then he died. And then he became a cheresh. And then he died. So she originally ate truma by the first brother. Because she was a Nisua when he was still normal. So that's how you have to learn the Braisa. So it comes good to Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, even if she ate by the original husband, she can't eat truma with a bia garua. So this braisa, there's no way of explaining it. No matter what. If he became a cheresh after the nesuin, so she did eat by the first husband, but the maisa, the bia of the second husband, is a bia garua. And Shmuel holds that she doesn't eat. Surely, if he became a cheresh before the nesuin, she didn't eat by the first guy, everybody holds she can't eat by the second one, according to Ikud Amri. So who is this Braisa? According to Shmuel, the Braisa, there's no way of explaining the Braisa. According to Rav, you can explain the Braisa that he was konis her before he became a chorish. But according to Shmuel, it doesn't work out, because either way she's not allowed to eat, and the Brisa says here's a case where she could eat. Rashi, Bishlam of the Rav, Afal Gav the Hamas Nisan Prichale, Diktani Achla, the Afal Gav the Lo Achla Mikara, even though the Brisa in its raw state seems to say that even though she didn't eat by the original husband, because he wasn't konis her until he became a cheresh, she still could eat by the second husband. And that Rav also holds is not good according to Nika the Amri. Bahavye kinofelis min ho'erisin. The Amran lo achla fila the Rav. Mitaritz lochin mitaritz mekor. Rav can explain the Brisa the way we explained it according to Shmuel before, yesterday. Aliba de Shmuel. Chisuri mechsura. The Brisa is missing something. V'hochik toni. Kon so v'yachar kav nischarish ocheles. If he made the Nisuin before he became a Choresh, he eats Truma, and that's when the Yavam can eat Truma too. By the Yavam, she can eat too. Meis v'nof with the Yavam, Choresh ocheles v'hoch v'mikora. That's how you have to learn the Brisa. And that will be good now in the Ikad Amre to explain Rav. But it won't explain Shmuel, because Shmuel holds no matter what. Even if she ate by the first husband, a Bia Grua doesn't machel her Truma. And here it says, B'Cheresh, that the Choresh in some case can eat. Elo l'Shmuel, da'afilu ha'ocheles b'chai bala, ein ocheles b'shvil ha'yovim, b'biya gru akasha. To ha'biya scherish, k'biya shogeg v'onesi, below kavanas kenyan v'ochla. And you see, she eats, in some case. So it's akasha to Shmuel, no matter what you say, there's no case, according to Shmuel, that she should be able to eat. Kasha. It's kasha, enchana. It's kasha. Right, don't die from kashas. It's not a teyufta. It's akasha on Shmuel. Right, the Brisa is Akasha, but there's no answer. Okay, there, in other words, where it says Akasha, really there is an answer. It's a dochik. We're not going to bother with it, the Gemara says, but it's not doesn't slug up Shmuel. Right, that whenever the Gemara says Tiyufta, there's no answer, and then obliterates what that person said. Okay, Tana Rabon, Bas Yisrael Pikachas, a normal Jewish woman, she nisarsa the kohen pikeach. She had erusin with a normal kohen. And so now at this point she doesn't need truma. And also this is drabona. All of these psukim and everything is only asmachtas, because really minat Torah, she eats truma when she's in arusa. It's only midrabona, like we said yesterday, that they asked her from eating truma. Rashi will mention the reasons in a second. Velo hispik lekohen sachi nischarish, ein ocheles. And he didn't make Nisuin before he became a Cheresh. He became a Cheresh and then he made Nisuin. So the Nisuin of a Cheresh is not Machel Truma, ain't no Cheresh, she doesn't need Truma. No Laglo Ben, now she has a son from this Cheresh. Ocheles, because of her son. The halacha is that if she has a son now who's a Kohen, so the Kohen, the son, is Machel her Betruma. We'll see Rashi says where the Pasuk is, where we learn that from. So a woman who is married to a Kohen, and the Kohen dies, but leaves her with a son Kohen, she eats because of her son. So even if the husband is not machal her, the Truma, because he only had Erisin, and the Nisuin was when he was a deaf mute, right? So she wouldn't eat because of the husband. Now she has a son who's a Kohen. So he's machal her, no worse than if the husband's dead. The husband is irrelevant over here. So Ocheles, Mesa Ben, now the kid died. Right? So Reb Nosson Omer Ocheles. Reb Nosson says, since she started eating because of the son, now she can continue eating since she's married to a Kohen. The husband's still around, except he's a Cheresh. So even though originally his Nisuin wasn't Machel her, but once she had a son and he was Machel, and even though the son died, she continues to eat. That's what Reb Nosson says. The Chachamim Omrim ain't no Ocheles. And the Chachamim say no. She couldn't eat from the husband because the Nisuin was of a Cheresh and didn't have a din of Nisuin, so she still has a din of an Arusa. And even though when her son was alive she could eat Truma, when he dies she reverts back to only eating Truma because of her husband. And that's not good enough, therefore she doesn't eat Truma again. That's what the Chachamim say. My time of the Reb Nosson, what's the reasoning of Reb Nosson? Amar Rabba, hoil v'kshivar ochla. Since she already ate, week later, continue eating. Amar le'abaya, ela mi'ata, if that's the case, if that's the svara, that since she ate, even though now there's no reason for her to eat truma, because her son's dead. But since she started eating, it's good enough. If that's the case, I'll tell you a case that should be similar, and we know for sure it's not. Ella Me'ata, Bas Yisrael, Shenishas L'Kohen. A Bas Yisrael married a Kohen. A regular marriage, Nesuin, she eats Truma. Umis Lay. Right? Umis Lay, right? And he died. And she didn't leave him with any children. She should eat Truma. She started eating Truma. She continued eating Truma. Because she, what's it called? He was married to a Kohen. Now he's dead. What's the difference if her son died or her husband died? She Kvar Ochla. Elakivan de Mislay Pokale Kedushle Mina. Right? Since he died, her whole Kedusha and eating Truma was through him. He's dead. So her whole Kedusha of eating Truma was through her son. He's dead. So what's the difference? So we don't say that since she started eating, she continues. Hachanami Kivan de Mislay Poka Kedushle Mina. So that can't be the reason of what's it called of Rav Nosson. Ela Omer of Yosef. Kesover of Nosson the Suei Cherish Machilin Betruma the Logazrina the Suei Cherish Ati Kedusha Cherish. Rav Nosson holds that she could eat Truma even by the, well, she didn't have a son. The Nesuin of a Cherish is Machil her Betruma, right? And we don't make a Gzeira that we don't let her eat if the Nesuin was when he was a Cherish. He married her when he was normal. And he became a cherish before the nesuin. So Rav Nosson holds that nesuin is machal her betruma. Okay, mikra din. And the rabbanon hold einachinami. They also hold it does, but they may say there's a gzeira, because if we let her eat truma with the nesuin, normally you can't eat truma unless you have nesuin. Now we're saying the nesuin of a cherish is good enough. So you know what people will say? Then the kedushin of a cherish is also good enough. Not good enough to machal her betruma, but good enough to be a kedushin that if you'll make nesuin after that, and that's not true, because the kedushin of a cherish is only the rabbanan. A cherish can't make kedushin. So if the kedushin was when he was a cherish, she surely doesn't eat truma, because the whole kinyan is only the rabbanan. So with nesuin, would that make any difference? The whole marriage is only the rabbanan. So we're afraid that if people see that this kohen married this woman, then he made nesuin when he was a cherish, and it helped. So if he had made Kedusha when he was a Cherish, it also would help. So the Rabbanan hold that we're gozer nesuing of a Cherish atu Kedushin of a Cherish. And Rav Nosson holds we don't make such a gzera. The nesuing of a Cherish is machal her. And we don't worry about what people will say that then the Kedushin of a Cherish should also help. Shemora says, Omar le ihochi nolad lo ben lomali. If that's the case, that Rav Nosson holds that the Nesuin of a Cherish is Machal of a Truma, what do you have to introduce? The fact that she had a son. She would eat even if she didn't have a son. She's eating because of the husband. Even though his Nesuin was when he was a Cherish, Rav Nosson says that's okay. So where's the son? Why did you introduce that? Mor says, Mishum Rabbanan. No, that was only to tell me, according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, the Nesuin of a, what's it called, of a cheresh is not machalar. But if she has a son, then she does eat. If her son dies, she stops eating. That's the Rabbanan. So only according to the Rabbanan do you need the factor of the son. But then according to Rav Nosson, even if there was no son, she could eat truma. Mor says, V'liflo Rav Nosson alayu bereisha. Why did Rav Nosson argue then in the reisha? Right? That what's it called? And it should say, well, let's at least say Rashi till here, because Rashi explains it. We have to explain it twice. Nolid la ben ocheles b'shvil bina k'dechsi v'yelid beiso heim yochlu b'lachmo kari be'yachilu. It says anybody born to a Kohen eats truma, and we learn not only they eat, but they make other people eat, the people who what's it called, the mother. Yachilu b'truma. If the son died and the husband's still alive, Rav Nosson Omer Ocheles B'Shvil Baila, right? Umisle below Ben, Tisov Rav Nosson the Suei Cherish the Kidsha Kshupikeach. If he married her when he was a Bikeach, so there was a bona fide Torah marriage, even though the Nesuin was when he was a Cherish, she eats Truma, Machilam B'Truma. Why? The Midoraisa Mishas Erisin Ocheles, because the Erisin really makes her eat Truma Minat Torah. Kedichsiv. The Kohen ki yitne nefesh kinyan kaspu yochel bo miyat. And Kedushin is Kenyan Kaspa. The Rabbanan who the Gazru actually tikkunis l'chuppah. It's only the Rabbanan who said that a woman who's an Eret Rusa can't eat Truma. You have to wait till you're Nesua. Why? Mishum Gzeira. Shema Yimazgul Akosa Vesavia. V'tashgel Achil Akosa. Because since she's still by her father, we're afraid that the husband will give her Truma and she'll bring it home to her non-Kohen family and give it to her brothers and sisters. So as long as she's not in the settled in the home of her husband after Nisuin, we don't let her eat Truma. Kinamriyam Biksubas, Biafalpi, Perikafalpi. There's another reason over there also, of Simpon. We're afraid that since he hasn't yet got familiar with her, when he makes an Nisuin, he'll find a mum, and the Kedushin will be Batal Mafreya, and she ate Truma when she wasn't married to a Kohen because the Kedushin are Batal. It's another reason. Hilkaf, Kivin Dahai Bishas Kinyan Havi Bendas, since when he made the Kedushin, he was a Bendas. And min haTorah she could have eaten truma. The hashdech nisa lechupa, the lexel the migzer shemet tashke. And now she's living by the husband because he made chupa. So there's no chash anymore that she'll feed the what's it called her brothers and sisters. She's not by them. Avalo gazrina nesuei cheresh after kedusha cheresh. What was the only reason we should say she shouldn't eat? Because we're afraid that if people see that the nesuin of a cheresh enables her to eat truma, they'll say that even if he married her when she was a cheresh and then made nesuin, she could eat truma. And then she can't, because that's only a condition of the rabbanon. The labbar kinyanu, v'rabbanon da asrei gazri nesuri cheresh, davi ben das, b'shas kedushin, atu hecha de kitshek shu cheresh, de kinyanu lav kinyan. And the rabbanon said, you do make such a gzera. We don't let the nesuin of a cheresh take effect to eat truma, because we're afraid that people will think then that if he married her when it was a cheresh and then made nesuin, it helps. And that for sure doesn't help because it's only a condition to Rabbanan. Nolad lo ben lomali, so the Gemara says if that's the case, and that's what Rav Nosson holds, right? Since she started eating, she continues, then why do you need the case of what's a son? Below ben, no miyachla Rav Nosson. Because Rav Nosson, she eats even if she doesn't have a son. Mishum Rabbanan, the Gemara says, no, you need that because of the Rabbanan. Lashmina, hechad no lo ben, modu. The Rabbanan agree, if she has a son, she can eat truma. Son dies, the Rabbanan says she stops eating truma. Rav Nosson holds even if she doesn't have a son, she has truma. Surely if she has a son, he died, she continues eating truma. So it says, V'hodr poligalayu, v'ocheles dekom, Rav Nosson, ach kula milsekoi. The other says, why didn't he argue in the ratio? Where's the case? Right, why didn't he say, nolad bo ben ocheles? Second. Basro pikapsin starts the coin, be careful, he's the kolsa ischarish, ain ocheles. Right, why didn't Rav Nosson say right over there, Rav Nosson omer ocheles? Why did Rav Nosson say his day in the Reisha? Why did he wait till the case of she had a son and he died, right? And then Rav Nosson argues and says she eats. He should have argued in the beginning, even if she didn't have any son. Rav Nosson hopes she eats as soon as she has nesuin by a cheresh. Right? Samara says, V'liflog Rav Nosson alaya b'reisha, shavik l'rabbonin ad mesayim milsai. He waited till the rabbonin finished their whole case. The Hodr Poligalai, and then he argued on the whole thing. But in a Chanani, Rav Nosson argues on both cases. Where she didn't have a son, he holds she could eat. And surely, if she had a son and he died, she still could eat. Not because she ate already, but because Nesua to a Cheresh, who had Kedushin when he was normal, is okay. And the Rabbanan hold no. Nesuin of a Cheresh, even though he was normal when the marriage was done, doesn't feed because we're afraid that people will think that Kedushin of a Cheresh is also Machil. And however, if she had a son, she can eat as long as the son's alive. That's the Rabbon. Mar says, Ihochi, listening, Meis HaBen Eino Ocheles, Rav Nosson Omer Ocheles. Right? If that's the case, then let it say, if the son died, then she doesn't eat Truma. That's the Rabbonan. And Rav Nosson says she could eat, and it's going back on the whole thing. But that's not what it says. What does it say? It says, no, Leben, Meis HaBen, Rav Nosson Omer Ocheles. If the whole beginning was all the Chachamim, and Rav Nosson waited till they finished, he didn't wait long enough. He stuck in right over here, Rav Nosson Omer Ocheles. Rav Nosson should have let the Rabbanan finish, that not Ocheles, and then he should have said, I argue on everything you said, and she eats in all the cases, if that's the pshat in the Braisa. It's mashma that the Machlokas is only in the Sefer. And in Achinami, Rav Nosson agrees in the Reisha where there is no son. Then the raisin is like, Rabba said. Since she started eating, she continues. Kasha. It's a kasha. But you can't learn the other way, because if that's the case, then it's the absurd case where she was married to a Kohen and he died, she could continue eating truma. And we know that's not true. So therefore, you have to learn like this. The Braisa should have been set up differently. It's Kasha. Rashi. Ihochi, the Rav Nosson Aresha Nomipolik, if Rav Nosson argues on the first case, but he just waited for the Rabbanan to finish everything they said, and then he said what he had to say. Uminterhu the Notar Rabbanatsiuma, listening Mesa Benin Ocheles, Rav Nosson Omer Ocheles, that the Havi Kula Milsa the Rabbanan, Kechad, the Vahadar Liflog, Rav Nosson Akula. Then, if that's the case, the Rabbanan Shita should have been completed, and then Rav Nosson said, but he didn't. He's in the middle. Rav Nosson said what he holds in the Sefer before what the Rabbanan said in the Sefer. You're learning that the Braisa is all the Rabbanan, and then Rav Nosson argues on everything. He should have waited till the end. Rav Nosson shouldn't have been mentioned before the Rabbanan in the Sefer. Aval hashto lekalameimer de noter lo asiyuma uve meisaben lechuzapol is mashma, that he only argues on the case where she had a son and he died, not in the case where she didn't have a son to begin with. So where's this kasha? Can't learn the other way though, because it's impossible. Because otherwise it would come out that a Kohen who died, I was thinking that maybe not like that, that there's a difference between a Baal who dies and a son who dies. A son who dies is still a son. Right? You can't break the relationship with a son and a daughter. You can't divorce them, you can't, dying doesn't help. Even a parent dies, you still chayv in kibud avayim. So if a child dies, the relationship is still there. But if the husband dies, there's a halacha of Mises HaBaal, is matter her. He's not related anymore. So if she was married to a Kohen and he died, she stops eating truma. But if she had a son who was machel her, and then he died, could be that he is. The only thing wrong with that is, then it should be in every case where the son died, and that's not true. Even if the husband died. We're saying now it only works if the son died and the husband's still alive. Even though originally she didn't eat from this husband, since she ate from the son, now she can eat because of the husband. Right? But according to my svara, it should be even if the husband's dead too. As long as she at once had a son. That's not true either. So that can't be either. Okay. If she gets divorced from the original husband, same thing. Then same thing as if he died.